Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the Power Hour. You're listening to the Power Hour on the GCN Radio Network and affiliates. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun, as always, here every Thursday, filling in for Joyce Ridley. Welcome aboard. It is the 16th day of April, 2015, Thursday, as we call it. Hopefully you survived your protection money slash extortion day yesterday. Many of you have a hangover. Record amount take by your federal government this year and this tax season. We'll talk about that a little bit on the broadcast today. Also, a couple of great guests scheduled for you. I always put allegedly in there. They are guests. They are scheduled. And I'm always amazed when we make the connection. So we'll be talking to Dr. Wendy Painting in the second hour of the broadcast today. That would be 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Her book is Aberration in the Heart of the Real, the True Story of Timothy McVeigh. We had talked to her when she was raising money to write the book, and she has been really on the case of the Oklahoma City bombing for quite some time. Of course, the anniversary coming up this Sunday, and that will also be the anniversary of the Waco massacre by your federal government against children here in America. So we'll talk to Wendy in the second hour of the broadcast today. And then a friend of our show, the Jack Blood Show, Lisa Johnson, will join us. She's been on the ground and has been really getting herself involved in her community in the state of California, trying to pass a forced vaccination bill for the children. No more waivers in California. As we often talk about, California is just one of those states that tries out everything. So it's a beta test for the rest of the country, though there are similar bills popping up all around the United States. And no more vaccine waivers for the kiddies, for the children. And many people not going willingly. Lisa has been out demonstrating and talking to people and has the full breakdown for us in the third hour of the broadcast today. Of course, we'll be taking your calls intermittently. Great being with you. How was your week? Mine was good. Yeah, nothing works anymore. That's how it rolls. But we have a good connection today. Very happy. You can also join us at RadioFreeBlood.com. Trying to read the number. It's so big. It's one of those numbers that's very difficult to read. 1,477,901,000,000 tax day record. The federal government has set an all-time record for the amount of inflation-adjusted tax revenue brought into the federal treasury from the beginning of the fiscal year all the way through yesterday, extortion day. Interesting, when you look up extortion in the legal dictionary, it will describe a tactic of fear and intimidation to take your property. That sounds a lot like what we have. I love it when you interview. The Jan Helfeld interviews are fantastic, by the way, and you can find them on YouTube. And he's asked most major politicians like Harry Reid about the taxes being voluntary or involuntary. It's an involuntary reflex, some might say. Yeah. The powers that be, and David Gergen, and there's just a long list of them, they get very testy when you ask this question, especially when you ram home the point of what intimidation and violence and coercion actually means. But they'll all tell you that taxes are voluntary. Ed and Elaine Brown, 30 years in prison for not paying their $1 million in back taxes all the way back in 2007, asked simply to have somebody show them the law. So did Sherry Peel Jackson and Joe Bannister and any number of other quote-unquote tax protesters. I don't think they're anti-tax or protesters so much as they are pro-freedom, and these are ex-tax people. Hey, go check out, if you haven't seen it in a while, From Freedom to Fascism. Give that to everybody. Pass that out. We've got a lot of news today. We're going to get to that when we come back. Thanks for joining us. Stay with us. It's the Power Up.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Jack, your radio gun with you today. Welcome our fellow thought criminals, enemies of the state, and free humans, wherever you might be. If you're listening to this show, you're well on your way. We're here every Thursday. A couple of great guests for you. We'll open up the phone lines in the second and third hour of the Power Hours today. Great to be here with you. Well, this just broke, and I want to start with this. More Boston bombing news. Why don't I stop talking about it? I'm still miffed and dismayed to the show trial that closed here last week. Similar show trial, I guess, closed yesterday. I'll get to the Boston bombing breaking news here in a minute. The trial of the football player Aaron Hernandez, who played for the New England Patriots, closed up yesterday, guilty on all counts, life in prison without the possibility of parole for killing his friend. I think that would be his sister's brother, if that's such a thing. Okay. And the reason I'm bringing it up is I just want to warn you people out there who have your own security cameras. It is absolutely amazing, and I was talking about this yesterday on our show, that years ago we did stories on Digital Angel and Verichip. This is the company that was making the data implantable microchips. They swore up and down there were no GPS locators in there, and then we found out that there were. And it was a pretty good deal. They'll give you the subdermal microchip for free. You just have to pay the monthly fee. to keep it operating so that they can keep tabs on you. And they sell you in all different kinds of ways. This is a good thing. It can help you. Kind of like Life Alert. I've fallen and I can't get up. I'm having chest pains. This is something that could save you in an emergency, could identify you. You know, you do this to your pets, right? Why wouldn't you do it to yourself? And many people, of course, say, Jack, that's the line in the sand I will not cross. I'm never, no matter what, that when I've made a lot of sacrifices and I've compromised myself just to put food on my family, as George Bush used to say. But that's where I draw the line. No microchip for me. And, well, then you put one in your pocket with your iPhone. They've gotten much sneakier. And the whole way to get you in the grid is to make it convenient. Make it something that is going to help you, like man-machine interface. It's been called Human 2.0. That is mixing humans with machines. At first to, again, help the crippled to walk, or to help people to hear, or help people to see with bionic eyes. And, yeah, you're the $6 million man. And then later to increase and to change humans in general, even at the point of their DNA. Boy, that's a long way to get to a story that where I just want to warn you that Aaron Hernandez, again, guilty on all charges, life in prison without the possibility of parole, most likely did kill the man. But this was a case that had no murder weapon, no witnesses, and no motive. He was completely convicted on circumstantial evidence, and it was weighty. But the worst part of it was the ex-football player. This is a guy, by the way, folks. $30 or $40 million deal with the New England Patriots. He had it all. This is the American dream. And you can take the boy out of the ghetto, but sometimes you can't take the ghetto out of the boy. So it's just a tragedy and a huge, you know, waste of a life and of talent and of many lives. But this could be the very first guy convicted by his own security system. And you know how it works, ADT or what have you. I believe ADT still belongs to the Carlyle Group, right? The Bush Dynasty Venture Capital Group. They don't have to report to anybody. They have no stockholders. It's all private money. And boy, I can do a long speech on private equity groups right now, but I won't. So you call ADT, you see their ads on TV, they say, free security system for you. Pretty good deal, right? I mean, there are bad people in the world, and, I think I'll put some security cameras in. I'll just have them come down and install the whole thing, and I'll just have to pay the monthly fee, which could be anywhere from $50 to $100 a month. And I'll sleep much better at night. I'll feel much safer. My entire family, until something happens that records you, which later is used against you in a trial of circumstantial evidence. Now, I believe that the football player was guilty. I think most people would. Although, again, there are many people who have gone to death row that have been just set up and framed and later released. Oops, sorry for keeping you in prison for 30 years and threatening to kill you. So this is why I'm not a big proponent of the death penalty. I'm not a big supporter of that because the injustice system sometimes just doesn't get it right. And we can all buy our justice. In this case, for Aaron Hernandez, he could not buy his justice because his own video system, his own security system, damned him to life in prison. But there are many cases where circumstantial evidence, I think of the three young men who were convicted of just a horrific crime here. I'm trying to remember their names. And later it was determined that they didn't do it, but they were just the weird kids in town. So that's all it took. You know, their artwork, the kind of music they listened to, that's all it took for a jury of their quote-unquote peers to put them down, and later it was revealed that, no, they didn't do it. Finally, they tested DNA and finally they didn't do it, but the circumstantial evidence was enough. And we're leaving these data trails everywhere we go. Obviously, you know, we're turning ourselves into Facebook. We are helping the powers that be database and record just about everything we do. So it is certainly thank you, East Memphis 3. Thank you, Radio Free Blood chat room. Very good. And, you know, they did about, what was it, 20 years in prison. But then later it was determined that they did not do it, that they were just basically set up on character assassination. But the point here is that don't get the security system. Find another way. Get a big dog. He won't turn you in. In the related case in Boston, and in some ways I think these two trials were put together to happen at the same time, so more people would look at the sports superstar trial than they might look at the Boston bombing trial. And most people looked at that and said, look, Jokar Sarnaev got exactly what he deserved. Potentially. It's hard to determine, you know, what level the Sarnaev brothers were involved. It's beginning to look more and more that this was some kind of an FBI sting, or that Tamerlan Sarnaev, the older brother, was somehow working with the global intelligence, and there's enough evidence to support that fact. And many people are asking, well, who made the bomb? I think that's a pretty good question. No matter what you believe happened at the Boston Marathon bombing, many people believe that nothing happened other than a drill, and you have a lot to go on in this case. That I don't mind you saying, because it does look really fishy with crisis actors and fake bombs going off and a guy announcing drills happening, explosion drills at the same time, emails coming out. We've covered all this, of course, in the past. There will be a fake bomb going off at just the time it went off. And then we talked about a lot of the other evidence in the trial that never really came up as any kind of a question. So while everybody's looking over here at the superstar athlete, the show trial, here's a trial that's happening, and people just really believing the headlines, really believing the very small amount of airtime given in the mainstream media to the Boston Marathon bombing, which basically was over before it even started. I have to put this on the record, just again, in case you haven't heard me cover this in the past, that both of these men were supposed to be dead. There wasn't supposed to be any trial, so it was rather inconvenient for the federal government, for the state, to try Jokar Sarnaev, the younger of the two brothers. And we had people at the trial. You've heard Russ Baker come on this broadcast and talk about some of the things they saw at the trial. Really, no evidence whatsoever, and there didn't need to be, because the Sarnaev's lawyers, Jokar Sarnaev's lawyers, basically threw him under the bus. And these are people who have a lot of experience gatekeeping. So we've talked about all of this before, but this just came in today. The relatives of the Boston bomber have broken their silence, and they have been talking a little bit since the decision. I'm not sure if they've determined. I don't think they've determined if he's getting death or life in prison. Supposedly he threw himself in the mercy of the court to get life in prison, but it's not determined yet if that might have just blown up in his face. Sorry for that bad pun. One of the things that Jokar Sarnaev's family is saying, and he has some very interesting family members, this would be the not-so-interesting family members, telling Time magazine that they tried in vain to dismiss these defense lawyers. That is something that is a little surprising to me, because it answers some questions, because here we are saying, well, why would you not try to put up some defense? Why would you completely throw yourself in the mercy of the court before this trial? Because you could have just pleaded out at the very beginning, saved us all a lot of time and money if there was going to just not be any evidence presented, any kind of actual defense. Throughout the trial of, I call him Jokar, there's many ways to pronounce it, but that's what I'm going with. Throughout the trial of Jokar Sarnaev, the 21-year-old was convicted last week of bombing the Boston Marathon in 2013. His family resisted the urge to speak out publicly in his defense. Sarnaev's defense team had advised them not to grant interviews, just to shut up, stay quiet. That's what they say. It could risk his chances at trial, but then when the jury issued the guilty verdict on April 8th, convicting him on 17 counts of that could each carry the death penalty, some of the relatives decided to go public with their outrage. On the evening of April 14th, three members of the Sarnaev family met at a cafe in the city. It's in Russia, close to their ancestral home. And they talked about how helpless they felt against what they see as an American conspiracy against them, above all, and how they still hope to convince Sarnaev to fire his legal team and overturn the verdict on appeal. Could that happen? I don't think so. In other news, Joker Sarnoff was found dead in his cell. I shouldn't joke about such things. It's all making sense.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs, just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Saying, hey, look, they tried to get rid of the attorneys. They couldn't. I'm under the impression that when you go to trial as a defendant against the state, that you are allowed some kind of proper legal representation. Otherwise, there is a problem with the trial, which certainly could be retried on appeal. I think that they have a very good ground for this, and I'm not hopeful that that will happen. More than anything else, because I think we should know what really happened so it doesn't happen again at the Boston bombing, and next time they tell us it's ISIS. The relatives, again, say that this would have been easier if he actually committed the crimes. They believe he's absolutely innocent. I don't know if the word absolutely is the word I would use, but innocent of the bombings, yes. More on this as we go forward. Many observers, they say, in Russia are agreeing with the Tsarnaev family. I guess that's our image across the world, right? Unfortunately, without providing any meaningful evidence, that's what we've been saying, that the bombing was part of, they say, a U.S. government conspiracy intended to test the American public reaction to a terrorist threat and the imposition of martial law in a U.S. city. Those things were accomplished. Of course, many people talking about Jade Helm 15, which is going to kick off this July and run through September 11th. This is a multi-state, unprecedented drill, which is focusing largely, as you people know, on Texas and Utah. I've already seen pictures I'm really not allowed to disclose from an inside source of plainclothes agents running around in Bastrop, Texas. We've got a lot of friends down there and people who believe in the Republic of Texas. I don't feel very safe for them, if that's the right way to say it. Yeah, all fabricated by the American Special Services. Test, right? The public's reaction to a terrorist threat. I guess, you know, we could have seen that after 9/11. And the imposition of martial law in a U.S. city unprecedented in Boston. Keeping in mind, if you have to, you know, go back and remember here that the then governor, I call him Deval Patrick, okay, I got to pronounce his name right, I'm very sorry, later admitted that the FBI or that the federal government showed him absolutely no evidence before he completely turned his city over to them and they went house to house searching and riling up citizens. It was really quite a test. I just thought I'd share that with you because I hadn't heard it myself yet. Tamerlan Tsarnaev believed he was being fed orders through majestic mind control. That's out there. You know, that story really has it all, doesn't it? It's got to be one of the weirdest stories we've ever covered, and that's why I'm a little bit addicted to it. Also in the news, this goes in line of what we were saying about this crazy airplane crash, which now they blame on the pilot. We talked about that last week. This would be the plane crash in the French Alps. The pilot went absolutely nutso crazy and killed everybody in some kind of a mass suicide and a murder. That would be unprecedented. Trying to get inside the mind of somebody that would do that. We later found out that this was a guy who was on all kinds of antipsychotic medication, was in the hands of the quote-unquote psychiatrist leading up to that, but still hard to believe. And knowing that they tried to push that exact same narrative for Flight 370 was also a little bit disturbing. Hard to swallow and hard to believe. It's not that I can't believe that something happens the way the news tells us, but I'm always very skeptical. And we were talking about, well, what else might have happened? And what might have happened is the same thing that we believe did happen on the morning of September 11th. And I'm sorry to be, you know, so conspiratorial this morning. Some of you say I'm not conspiratorial enough. I know you're out there. That potentially this plane was remote controlled. That the computers, just like your new cars, can be hacked from a separate location or the government or the perpetrators could find a back door into the remote control of the aircraft and they can fly just about any way they want. And I'm sure a lot of people said, well, that's just not possible. A new GAO report is out just as of yesterday saying newer aircraft is vulnerable to hacking. This is kind of like they're not going to use geoengineering or aerosol spraying for years into the future to save us from global warming. See, they're always telling us the things that they're doing, but they try to put it somewhere into the future to kind of brace us for the fall, the shock, what's actually going on. We'll be right back for a longer segment. It's the Power Hour. I'm Jack Black.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Latest revelation. This is from CNN. Man, I love being right. I'm used to it. I'm not bragging, but, you know, we do our homework. Before we went to break, we were talking about this new story out by the government accounting operation, the GAO. Okay, that's what it is. The newer aircraft vulnerable to hacking. This is actually on CNN. And it says this, hundreds of planes flying commercially today could be vulnerable to having their onboard computers hacked and remotely taken over by someone using the plane's passenger Wi-Fi network. Could just be anybody, or even by someone on the ground, according to a new report by the Government Accountability Office. There it is. One of the authors of the report is Gerald Dillingham. He told CNN the planes include a Boeing 787 Dreamliner, the Airbus A350 and 380 aircraft. Now, the German Wings craft that crashed in the Alps was a A320, but this is all debatable because I did interview Tony McPeak, who ran the air campaign in the Gulf War back in 2004, and asked him some rather leading questions about passenger planes being able to be remote controlled. And he said that that technology was old and that would be no problem before he realized that I was talking about the planes on 9/11. So, but this is definitely for certain that these can be hacked. All have advanced cockpits that are wired into the same Wi-Fi system used by passengers. This apparently was something that was overlooked. By the way, it's much more obvious than this. Modern communication technologies, including IP connectivity, and are increasingly used in aircraft systems, creating the possibility that an unauthorized individual, in this case, might access or compromise aircraft avionics systems, according to the report, which is based on interviews with cybersecurity and aviation experts. It's funny how that can be spun into, hey, we need to create more laws in cyberspace in order to protect the airplanes. Rather than, hey, who hacked the airplanes that have been disappearing and crashing everywhere, including the morning of 9/11? The government investigators who wrote the report say it's theoretically possible for someone with just a laptop to, one, commandeer the aircraft, two, put a virus into flight control computers, three, jeopardize the safety of the flight by taking control of computers, and four, take over the warning systems or even the navigation systems. Now, of course, if this can be done on your $20,000 automobile, it's safe to say that it not only can be done on airplanes, it can be done on a much wider variety of airplanes than the CNN and the GAO are mentioning. Dillingham says that although modern aircraft could be vulnerable, there are a number of redundancy mechanisms built into the plane systems that could allow a pilot to correct the problem. That is, again, if they were trained to do so. The report explains that as air traffic control system is upgraded to use internet-based technology on both the ground and in planes, avionics could be compromised. Older plane systems, they say, aren't highly internet-based. That's a tricky way to word that, to say they're not highly internet-based. Maybe some of them are. So the risk isn't as much for aircraft that are 20 years older. So there's your choice, America. The world, listening to our broadcast today here at the Power Hour. You can choose an old airplane that may crash because it's, well, old, and the airliners are cutting corners and maybe not doing the maintenance that they promised you they would, even though they're charging you more money every day for your bags and your drinks and your tickets. Or you could choose a new airplane that might be a little more safe, but of course can be hacked. Yeah, I go back to Richard Clark, the former cybersecurity czar under two presidents here, immediately upon learning what happened to the investigative reporter Michael Hastings, who's, remember, his Mercedes ended up in a ball of fire going 100 miles an hour down the street. This after he was telling his neighbors and anyone that would listen, he was working on a big story and he was fearing for his life. And there's Richard Clark coming out literally seconds after this saying he thought that car was hacked. Then we saw everyone from Forbes to several other publications trying to see if they could do that with a car, right? And they could. Laptop in the back seat, literally control. This is scary in a way, controlling the steering, controlling the braking, controlling the accelerator of the car, turning the car off if they want. This means, of course, that if the police have the right systems, they can completely override your car, and in this case, maybe an airplane. Wanted to make sure you heard this. There's much more to the story, and we'll be posting it at deadlinelive.info today. Also, in a related story, DEFCON 20 hacking airplanes, and we've got that at YouTube. GAO report again says airplanes are vulnerable to hacking. Aircraft using next-generation systems vulnerable to hacking. Again, the GAO warns. You might want to check on that. When you get on, no? No, I mean, basically, how free are we? We get in an aluminum tube and go 30-some thousand feet in the air, and we need to be safe all the time. There is some risk involved in flying. I know we're all very used to flying, but that's just something that we have to deal with. The mainstream media and the government coming out, more ISIS news. ISIS could be taking over another city in Iraq. And it just makes you wonder, how did ISIS get more powerful than the biggest Leviathan militaries in the world? Does that make any sense to anyone? Now the powers that be have come out to say that ISIS is present in all 50 states. This according to the FBI director. He says in less than 2 years, well, ISIS has gone from a terror startup, kind of like a high-tech startup company, this overseas, to what the FBI director James Comey calls a chaotic spider web in the U.S. with the usage of social media to lure recruits. All of the recruits that have been caught, that have been quote-unquote lured, have been not lured. And I've got another story from Kansas. Two men lured in by the FBI in an entrapment case. So these are people with such a mental incapacities that they go onto Facebook and start threatening the government, and immediately, or some forum somewhere, they're immediately latched onto and given money to help create the plot, which would bring us back again, if we wanted it, to who made the bomb at the Boston bombing, or any one of the alleged four bombs. That would be the two fake bombs and the two alleged backpack bombs that again, match that Kraft International backpack. But then again, we already did that story. How about that? You buying into any of this? This is what they told us years ago. Al-Qaeda is everywhere. Al-Qaeda's under your bed. Al-Qaeda's hiding in your closet. It's in your trunk. It could be your neighbor. For years and years and years, we heard that, and that was the pretext for us to not only pay billions and billions of dollars to support this massive security state, security, again, always meaning control, and to give up our liberties. And after years and years and years of that, no attacks in the United States because, as Condoleezza Rice once said, they're waiting for the right opportunity, which apparently never came. And also because Department of Homeland Security is just doing such a great job. Aren't we happy to have them? So here is ISIS in all 50 states. They hate us for our freedoms, and yet nothing. And I certainly don't want to poke the beast. I don't want to do a George Bush here. Bring it on. Bring it on. You know, I don't want that. No one wants that. I think in many ways, this is what's going to happen. I was talking to one of my sources saying, look out, San Diego. I'm not in the prediction game. You know, we also looked very hard at Italy being another model for a mass incident. We can't find ISIS. Well, we did train ISIS. We have dropped weapons and given them their weapons. But somehow we can't beat them, even though we have all the most modern weapons and technology. I would say potentially then the $1 trillion a year we give to the Pentagon is a fail. That's just an open fail then at this point. Yeah, we've forgotten. Even Wesley Clark has come out and said, many top officials and ex-military men have come out and said, let's face it, we created ISIS. This is our Frankenstein. Yet again, just like the Mujahideen became Al-Qaeda, and the next thing you know, they're in all 50 states. This would go along with another story I absolutely call bunk. And that is, just over the border, there's an ISIS training camp. That's what's going on now, folks. Which, of course, gives us all the necessary pretext to go after people in Texas, to go after people in border states, because, again, they could be accommodating ISIS or could have something with ISIS. And there is a massive shift going on right now. We've been following it rather closely with the drug cartels. Yet more agents caught today. Guys wearing their uniforms in a bus where they were, again, kind of like Fast and Furious, selling more weapons to, this will make you fast and furious, selling yet more weapons to the drug cartels, which seem to be completely interchangeable with our alphabet agencies here in the United States of America. No, Iran-Contra really never ended. It just didn't. So beware of ISIS hiding under your bed. Let's not give up. Do we have any more liberties to give up? I'm sure people will still say this is the freest country in the world. I'm running out of liberties to give up. At this point, I think we need to just go to the government and say, look, there are no more liberties. You can't take any more liberties, and we're going to be rolling all of this back. Some of those things we'll be talking about on this broadcast today. And the average person, unfortunately, falls for it. Did you see the guy yesterday that, speaking of this mass security state, this would be a perfect point to mention, and I wish I could show you the video that I'm seeing now, but you've seen it on the news. a man on a gyrocopter. Now, this is kind of like a homemade, some call them ultralights. This is like a little homemade helicopter that you can sit in. He flew, I believe, from Virginia and landed on the Capitol front lawn. Nobody intercepted him and no warning bells went off. Apparently, the Capitol and the White House, because there's been many incidents over the last year at the White House, I guess they're completely unguarded. Is that what we're to hear? I know the Secret Service has been busy doing other things I wouldn't mention on a family show. Witness captures the Capitol landing, and the police arrested a man who steered his tiny one-person helicopter to the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol yesterday, astonishing spring tourists and prompting a massive shutdown of the D.C. area. So you would think after 9/11 that there might be more defenses to the Capitol. Remember the plane, alleged plane, went into the Pentagon. I'm still waiting to see the pictures of that. And no one stopped it. Well, they didn't know the plane was coming. Yeah, you'd have to go back to Norman Mineta's aide in the bunker with Dick Cheney. The plane is 30 miles out. The plane is 20 miles out. Do the orders still stand? Talking to Dick Cheney. This, again, according to Norman Mineta, the transportation secretary.
Yes, the orders still stand. Have I told you anything different?
That's how he talks. So while we're giving up all of our liberties and we're told that, the government is going to keep us safe, they can't, once again, even keep themselves safe. You can ask the people at Fort Hood about that. The man had a letter for each member of Congress, and he was very passionate, so much so that he risked his life here. He Wi-Fi'd the whole thing. He was broadcasting on the Internet the entire time, very transparent. He wasn't a terrorist of any kind, I guess depending on how the government would define terrorism. He had letters for each and every person in Congress to get them to stop the corporate financing of Congress and of the all branches of government, something I know a lot of people are very concerned about. It's a tricky question. I'm a big believer that we, the people, should be able to lobby, so you can't make lobbying illegal, but it just has to be transparent. I'm a big believer that we, the people, if we'd like to give all of our money, no matter how much money that might be, to our favorite candidate, we should be able to do so. Of course, we've seen there are going to be billions of dollars wrapped up into this presidential selection, and it is a selection because generally the thing's over before it even started, kind of like the Joker Sarnoff trial. It's a done deal. Why even waste the money? Why spend the money? I don't know. Some of you are sending your millions to Rand Paul, and you just want to see it be a race. I don't blame you. I guess in some ways anything could happen, though it never does. And the money coming in and just pouring in to Jeb and Hitlery, as I call her. Boy, there's a lot of bad news about her out there. The entire media, especially social media, just all on Hitlery Clinton. I think she could be taking a dive, though. All the money coming again from the private equity, the usual suspects at Blackstone and KKR and Apollo and now Bain. Romney has wrapped up all of his cash for Jeb Bush. Yeah, I think the best suggestion I've ever heard was make them wear NASCAR patches. Make them wear their sponsors on their sleeve. But at the same time, I think we should all be able to give any amount of money we want rather than having to hide it and park it into, 527s or political action committees. I think the whole thing could just be transparent. The problem isn't the money. The problem is that the money is a secret many times. As we've seen now with the Clinton Global Initiative, this out today, Hillary Clinton saying that the Clinton Global Initiative, of which she was a board member, this is a spinoff from the Council on Foreign Relations, the Aspen Group, the Royal Institute of International Affairs. It's like a little roundtable group of its own. It's very similar in its funding to the Bilderberg Group. Now, if you start looking at their funding, it's the Rockefeller Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, several billionaires and client states, Citigroup, which is, again, the Rockefeller holding. Yeah. Well, now they've come out and said, okay, you know, we can't take the money from our client states or our enemies and run me for president. People have objected to this. Actually, I think liberals who hate campaign funding have taken exception to this. I'm sure they've taken exception to the whole idea of a war hawk, neocon Hillary Clinton running. So right there, they're a little disappointed. Sorry, it's a hard pill to swallow. I hear you. Now Clinton has come out and said that the CGI, that's what it's called, CGI, Clinton Global Initiative, or the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton, it's a charity to help people. Remember how they helped the people in Haiti when Bush and Clinton went down together? They do a lot of things together. And so does Jeb Bush go in and have little private meetings with Obama. Well, they got caught sneaking in the darkness of night. They're buddies. Well, they're cousins, so why not? But remember when they went down to Haiti? Did they ever clean up Haiti after that alleged earthquake down there? No? Never did, huh? Just took advantage of all the refugees, and they say they're only going to allow six countries now to donate. That's basically Europe and maybe another place, Australia. So, all better now, right? Feel better? All right. Peace out.
In the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's 16th of April. I'm Jack Budd, your radio gun, filling in for Joyce here every Thursday. Wow, great to hear Gary Franchi, our old friend, is filling in as Joyce recovers and gets treatment. Please send her your very best meditations and prayers. We need her around for much longer. And Kurt Haskell, our good friend Kurt Haskell, the lawyer that was on the Underbomber plane. Great guy. Really smart guy. You're going to be really lucky to have him once a month here on the Power Hour. And I enjoy my time every Thursday morning, even though it's rather early. And my brain sometimes doesn't actually start working till a little bit later. It's conditioned, unfortunately, at least in that capacity. The Power Hour Power Mall is open right now. If you haven't been over there, just do me a favor and go look at the stuff. Nothing's going to happen to you. You're not going to be put on a list that you're probably not already on. You need to go over there and just go shopping. Do some window shopping over there. That's the main thing. If we can just get you to the Power Mall, all one word, thepowermall.com, and once you see all the great books and all the great products over there, you're going to be enticed. So do a little window shopping, and then remember that a vote for the Power Mall, that's voting with your money and picking up one of the great books or one of the great products of huge sales going on right now, things you need, you'll be voting for Jack Blood if you're buying today. I would appreciate it. And overall, going to thepowermall.com, you're voting for the Power Hour to stay on the air and to reach all the people it reaches. And I think a lot of people sometimes forget how many radio stations out there, thank you all for picking us up, how many people out there pick up this show on shortwave and satellite and AM and FM radio stations, and that can only be done if you support the show. So we have to do that. The Power Hour, the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, if your computer's as bad as mine. Or just go window shopping over there and see what you like. There's all kinds of sales. Speaking of the Oklahoma City bombing, we're going to talk about that allegedly in the next hour. A Noble Lie is on sale right now at a 10% savings. Have you seen this film? It's fantastic. $17 right now. It'll teach you more about the Oklahoma City bombing than maybe even you know, and you know it all. You guys have been studying this for a long time. State of Mind, the Psychology of Control, that's on sale right now for $13. I love my books. Read about three a month. The Hidden Enemy, that's the documentary that I constantly talk about myself, Inside Psychiatry's Covert Agenda, on sale for $13 right now. It's a savings of 10%. Just an incredible film that you'll want to share with everybody at thepowermall.com. And then you got to be prepared. Well, I don't know. They're doing drills and, martial law drills. There's a lot of things going on in the world. I'm not here to scare you, but it's just common sense that you're going to need to have communication. Get the KA500 Voyager Dynamo and solar-powered radio, shortwave, AM, FM. You can listen to this show. It's got a weather band, six ways to power. You can crank it, use solar, use batteries, a built-in rechargeable battery, an AC adapter. It's got a USB port. You can actually charge things there that you need to charge up, like maybe your kids' video games or what have you. That's what we do. And the one I have is camouflage. Really cool. Solar powered, man. Nothing's going to happen, and you're going to be on shortwave. So if something goes down, you're going to have that in your house. Right now, it's on sale, only $65. That's as low as I think it's been. It's about $20 off the normal price. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, or go online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Get all kinds of food there you can get. Books about food. Something for everyone. One-stop shopping. Support this show. Keep us going. Wendy Painting will be with us. Oklahoma City will be back.